This news brought to you by Froom, Australia's number one mushroom products brand, now available at Harris Farm Market stores. Headline, Gut Goals and Why Gen Z Has Ditched Protein for Probiotics. It's not about macros anymore, it's about microbes. Dead serious. Wellness culture is always moving and the compass is now pointing to your gut. Gen Z has quietly sidelined protein powders in favour of probiotic fizz, prebiotic fibres, and fermented everything. According to data from TikTok's own trend tracker, hashtag gut health and hashtag hot girl with IBS have clocked over a billion views combined. The message? Gut is the new gold. Daily digestive rituals are now a thing. Prebiotics in the morning, probiotics at night, fermented spritzers in between, all wrapped in the language of mood, immunity, and performance. It's like skincare for your insides, says UK-based nutritionist Megan Rossi, the gut health doctor. And this isn't just another fleeting trend. Apps like Zoe are already tracking gut responses to food in real time, while consumer brands are racing to deliver a measurable, feel-good outcome. Fiber is having its collagen moment. Inulin, acacia, and resistant starch are sliding into smoothie powders, TikTok dropper bottles, and sachets looking more Dior than diet. Gut health is being sold as immunity, energy, glow, and calm, all in one go. In the UK, brands like Biome by The New Co and Simprove have turned daily symbiotics into sleek lifestyle tools. Trip is blending CBD with gut botanicals for a double hit of calm and balance. Meanwhile, in the US, Olipop and Poppy have taken the soda aisle hostage with fiber-packed formulas and retro branding. Even Seed, with its refillable green jars and deep science creds, has managed to make gut health aspirational. New Zealand's own Moody is playing in the same league, albeit with a fresh southern twist. Their pre-plus probiotic sodas, including blackcurrant apple and pink lemonade, are low in sugar, high in fibre, and delivered in branding sharp enough to turn heads in woolies. Designed to support mood, digestion, and daily energy, Moody is proving functional can still be fun. The broader shift is clear. Gut health has become a lifestyle signal. It's no longer about what you're avoiding. It's about what your microbiome is craving. And if it tastes good and boosts your mood along the way, even better. The gut is now center stage, says dietitian Jessie Incholspe, glucose goddess, whose sugar stability content now intersects with probiotic routines and blood sugar balance. So here we are in 2025, where gut health isn't just wellness, it's fashion, it's content, it's culture. And if you're still shouting about protein macros, well, you might want to check your fibre intake. The link to this audio sponsor is on the bottom of the page.